This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
In the previous half hour, was brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Name, image, and likeness. Whether you're an athlete, a business, they can help you. Get your journey started today at NILGameChangers.org. And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Yes. The best in customer service. Want to make sure you're fully protected, save you money at the same time, because that is what they do. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Online, sunburymotors.com. Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament, by the way, will be Wednesday, August 7th. Will you be out there for it?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing May 7th.
Oh, no idea. He has no idea whether he's going to go out there. It's for a good cause. It's for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA.
I'll play if I'm invited. I just don't know. I'm doing that day.
Golly,
that is right in the middle of football preview season. It's going to start sounding like Kevin.
It's basically the same kids as last year. What the heck?
Some of them do graduate.
Fine, then replace them. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, you can't accuse us of not having fun here. We do. Okay.
Maybe too much sometimes.
Yeah. Hey, we have fun. We have fun. So, you know, it's we were talking about what happened with that yesterday, and what's interesting is that, you know, it seems like every weekend something big comes up. And this weekend's the Kentucky Derby. We're going to have Dick Girardi on the show, right?
Yeah, he said probably Friday he's going to reach out with a time.
Good, perfect. Love it. Yeah.
They did the pole position and stuff, or the gate position on Saturday. I thought that was a little early.
Yeah, normally it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But see, the interesting part is two part. One is, of course, who's there and who can win. All right. But the other part is, who's not there. Muth is not going to run, because that's Bob Baffert's horse. Baffert is still suspended in Kentucky. And that's something Dick and I will get into probably right out of the gate. Because that's a big part of this. That's a big part of this. When you sit there and you look at it, they keep doing this over and over again. And because it's the 150th Because it's the 150th? I think they're making sure that Baffert doesn't overshadow it, so they don't want him around. They don't want his triumphant return to be at 150. That's just me.
Do they not want him? I think they're worried that something might happen if he wins again. And I don't think you want that to taint 150.
Right. See, that's what they're doing. That's just me.
I thought you were going to tell me that you bought your Zach Fraser jersey yesterday.
No, I did not. but we got the pick right, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We did get the pick right. And that's, you know, to me, that's, you know, that's the kind of guy they needed to go get, and they did. I thought that was the big part right there, that they needed to get. If they weren't going to get Barton from Duke, all right, and if they weren't going to get Barton from Duke, then I thought Frazier was the next best guy. Once they drafted the Washington player, Poyatu, then I thought to myself, well, they've got to be going after Frazier. Because that was on their board, in their opinion, a need. Well, they've got a guy that's a pure center. You know, they talk about him being a mauler and a blocker and things like that. Okay, I got that. But you look at like certain basic things. What kind of snapper is he? He's good. He's really good. He gets the ball back on time. He makes things happen. Those are all big pluses in what he does. That makes, you know, him an A plus. But that was a great pick. I thought picking Roman Wilson to be a slot component with Pickens was a terrific pick because, as you know, going into the Michigan game last year, Jack Ham and I talked repeatedly about who were the threats in this game, and one of them, of course, in our opinion, was Roman Wilson. Now, there's a reason for that. We think he's that good. Okay. So I thought those were great picks. When I look at the Eagles, Mitchell was phenomenal. DeGene was phenomenal. I thought Hunt off the edge, same story. Thought he was phenomenal. And then I look at Shipley getting him later. I thought that was a steal later in the draft. To get him, that was a steal. I thought the Ravens had a great draft. I thought the Ravens drafted really well again. I mean, again, the Ravens drafted well. They draft Adisa Isaac, which fits perfectly for Isaac, and it fits perfectly for the Ravens because the Ravens like to play multiple pass rushers during the game because they are intent on keeping players fresh.
Hey, Steve, we got a call from Wellsboro.
Doug from Wellsboro, sir, always a pleasure.
Steven, how's the golf game?
Best it's been in 4 years.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying to you. I've had For the last 3 years, I have really struggled hitting good golf shots off the tee. I mean, really struggled to the point where I was like, do I want to keep playing? I'm not kidding. And all of a sudden this year, I made a couple changes. I'm having more fun than ever because I'm hitting the ball. I mean, like really hitting it.
Have you started using a chutter or what?
That will never touch my bag.
Okay. Kalen King, was it a mistake to go pro?
Well, in retrospect, a year ago, all of us thought that he would be a three and done and would be a relatively high draft pick. Did Johnny Dixon play better in pass coverage this year than Kalen King? Yeah, I think you could say that. Now, did Kalen King improve as against the run? Unsung, but true. Right? And, but it didn't when he ran a 4.6 at the combine, that was the beginning of trouble. Okay, not good. And that, I thought, was like, uh-oh. Now, when he came back on Pro Day and ran low 4.5, that was way better, and I thought it gave him a real shot here. Okay. But, geez. I mean, in retrospect, this is where I think people have to... The three and done thing is something, Doug, that people are going to have to take a long, hard look at. That's because with NIL, you don't need to be thinking three and done. And you, when they give you a draft grade, and I do not know what Kalen's draft grade was, just so you know. Do not know. When they give you a draft grade, take it seriously. Because they're not trying to recruit you. Come on, be an Atlanta Falcon. We want you. Come on, the land of milk and honey and peaches. Right? When they give you a draft grade, their professional lives are on the line, too. And so, and what happens is a lot of these guys or the entourage don't listen to him.
Where he was drafted, would he have been better to go free agent? Is there such a thing as free agent, or they call it mini camp invite? Would he have been better to go free agent route?
In terms of money, probably. But also, there is a prestige to being drafted, albeit seventh. They're gonna look at him. In terms of the money part, you might get more money by being a free agent because now you can play one team off the other. It's like people playing off Mansfield against Wellsboro.
No, right.
Not the same thing?
Not quite.
just asking.
Maybe Mansfield University versus IUP are like homing. But.
Yeah, you're right. They play one off against the other. Okay. That's great. And I look at this, like, who was talking to him? And that's the part that you have to ask, because he had time to make up his mind. How about that?
It just didn't make any sense to me. He would have been so much better to come back, take the NIL money, come back for a year, improve everything all over again. I mean, in the drafts nowadays, it's quarterback, offensive tackles, linemen, and cornerbacks. I mean, this last draft, how many offensive linemen, cornerbacks, quarterbacks went? He could have come back and had an NIL year, improved everything, at least give him a chance to improve everything. But I don't know the family dynamics. I don't know everything, you know, but it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and edge rushers.
Right, right.
Yeah. Those are the guys that get it. I mean, and that, you know, for him, this has to be tough. Because, look, he has a lot of personal pride as well. And now, of course, you have people knocking him for his decision. Well, that doesn't, you know, what happens is that is that he's not going to attempt to prove everybody wrong. Now, you're in a, it's where you get drafted too. I'm talking about organization. The Packers play a lot of defensive backs. They also have had a propensity for getting a lot of corners hurt. I would not doubt before this season is over, he is playing for Green Bay in one form or another. And I think that's, I mean, that's a big part of this.
I hope it works out for him. I really do. But.
Oh, I do too, because he's a great kid. He and Kobe are great kids. I mean, really are. You know, his brother's, you know, still here. And I just want him to do well because I just personally like him a lot. I'm just as a person, football player, I've always liked him. I thought his season opposite Joey Porter Jr. shows what he is absolutely capable of. And I think that's, you know, that I think he'll have success with it, but he's nowhere near where he thought he was going to get drafted. And again, it's part of it is listening to what the pros say about you. And don't listen so much to the people around you. And I'm not saying the people around him said anything. Because, again, I don't know if his parents said anything. I don't know if friends said anything. I don't know or an agent said something to him. That I do not know. I would be way out of bounds by saying that. But I'm saying in general, you know, you see where I'm going, Doug. In general, listen to what they tell you because they have no dog in the hunt at all.
Right. Right. You don't know who's in their ear. I mean, you don't know agent, sponsors. I mean, you don't know who's in their ear. I mean,
right, exactly.
We just don't. Next thing, Caden Wallace, really, really pleased that he got drafted that early. Will they make him a guard in the pros?
Well, one thing about being in the pros, Doug, is this, with an offensive line. When you're in the offensive line, in the NFL, if you have versatility, because they only carry seven or eight in a game, it does you a world of good. I mean, it does you a world of good. And that's where he is. I mean, he'll play tackle, I think, initially. But the fact that he can actually swing in and play guard, because I've seen him play guard before. And he can play the left side, because I've seen him play the left side before, too. There's certain things, obviously, I've seen, you know, that other people, you know, because of practice. So I know he can do it, and I think that helps him.
Okay. I just hope it works out for him.
I do, too. You're talking about somebody that, to me, is in a great situation because New England needs everything.
Yeah.
So you get drafted by them, guess what? There's a really good chance you're going to play.
Last thing, please tell me what I saw in the blue-white games, not what's actually going on behind the scenes.
In terms of what?
Offense, pass routes, catching the ball, that kind of stuff.
When you go to... what's your supermarket up there? What do you have?
Tops.
Wegmans? What do you have?
No, Tops. Tops.
Tops.
In New York State. Yeah.
Okay. When you go to Tops, not a sponsor of this program, I might add. When you go to Tops.
I'll talk to him, Steve.
I knew you would. I knew if I brought it on, you'd do it. When you go to Tops, go back to the ice cream aisle. And buy some ice cream, but buy vanilla. That will tell you exactly what you saw in the blue-white game.
Okay.
See, that's how you work a potential sponsor into the show.
All right. I will go talk to my local Tops, the Waldsboro Tops manager this afternoon, and we will be in touch.
Your people will talk to our people?
Yeah, I know who your people are, the suit, so.
Oh, okay. Then make the words really simple.
Okay. Thanks for your time today, Steve. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Doug. Back with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Chudder. I don't want to see that thing touch my bag. It's actually not a bad idea. But the problem is when you play a round of golf with the suit, he keeps running stats on how well it's doing. I don't care. Did the shot help us win the hole? I don't care. Oh, I'm 4 for 7. That means 3 times you didn't help. Come on.
4 for 7 gets you in the Hall of Fame, though.
Not in golf. What do you think? Phil Mickelson sits there and goes, I'm 4 for 7 on lob wedges today. What the heck? He's like, hey, great, good news. I'm within 6 feet. I can putt that. Come on.
I got no reply for it because I'd be very happy with 4 for 7 with any kind of club, so.
Oh, no, I mean.
I'm more of a 2 of 7 guy, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to remember, we're talking about we're around the green. Like, you got to be, like, this isn't one of those, like, okay, my approach from the fairway, I ended up to the left, the right, or whatever. Okay. Right, you can still make up for it, especially like most people. I think the goal should be to use bogey golf as I use bogey golf as a par. So in other words, if I go out and I shoot 90, I'm like right? If I shoot above 90, it's like you know, I didn't really have a great day, But if I shoot under 90, to me, bogey golf is par to a point. Unless you're playing really well. But to me, that's always like the number I look at. How many pars can I get in a round? How many double bogeys can I stay away from? Right. Well, with a chudder, okay, now all seriousness, I'm actually talking seriously, but I can't believe I'm doing this. Maybe it's time to resign.
The heat's getting to you. The early heat wave.
Evidently, I'm starting to sweat. But that's the kind of club that around the green, it's got to get you in a position to 9 times out of 10 get you a one putt. So, like, okay, I go left to the green. Okay, well, if I one putt, I get a par. Right? That's got to be the goal of it. If you're 4 for 7, that means, like, you aren't even close on the other three. Well, yeah, it's okay. Now we're up to doubling the hole, possibly. And I'm being way too serious about this. Way too serious. What is going on here? I mean, Paul Keels, the play-by-play voice of Ohio State, has that in his bag. And he says to me, he says, well, it's kind of like a fringe chipper. I said, no, 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 no. I said, have you ever heard of a chudder? And he looks at me and goes, what the heck is that? Thus, even in Bloomington, Indiana yesterday, tales of the suit were told. Now, this year, Paul's hosting the tournament. It's next month. So we're going out to Columbus. We're going to play the Scarlet and Gray courses. But he's the only other person I've ever seen that had it. I brought it up to Jack Ham. He looked at me like I had four heads. Like, what? I said, where did he get it? I said, I think he made it in his basement. Where did he get it anyway? He said that once. Where did he get that dang thing?
If he's listening, maybe he'll answer you. He was back here because we were having board issues, but...
Well...
there's a joke there with board issues, too, isn't there?
Yes, there is, but we're going to stay away from that. Makes the engineer nervous. He told me one time where he bought that dang thing, and I didn't ask Paul where he got his, and I didn't even notice it. We were up on the... Jeez, I think we're up in like the 16th green. That's how deep into the round. He hadn't used it yet. So we got to the 16th green or something like that. And he used it. Now, this is the one where I sunk the 60-some-odd foot putt. And Eric Soar, who's the analyst for Indiana basketball, is watching it go in. When the ball went in, he fell down. I said, miracles happen. Right, and then all of a sudden he used that, and I was like, "Oh!" I said, "I've seen that before."
Did you get a dime residual?
No. Again, my ability to stay away from it. Okay, I got a text from Doug, but not from the suit. Where is the suit's text? Where is he?
Doug didn't make it for him, did he?
No. Oh, no. No. You have to remember, Doug's intelligent. Seriously, I mean, playing golf. I mean, I think I've said it on the show. The last 3 years, I have not played well. Right? I thought the Purdy tournament last year, I would grade my performance as lousy. The year before, I hung in there, but that's all I did was hang in. Probably 3 years ago was the best of the group, but, I mean, I just, you know. And then I realized, like, coaches versus cancer. Micah Shrewsbury's first year, they only had people who paid. And there was, now, we do pay a fee. I mean... At least I pay a fee to be a part of the Coaches versus Cancer tournament. As a captain, they ask you for a donation. I make a donation because I think it's the right thing to do. Right. But they didn't have captains because of COVID in Micah's first year, so I didn't play. Then 2 years ago, I couldn't play because I was injured. Like, well, how'd you injure yourself? Well, I injured myself because it hadn't been raining. And I hit one into the fairway in the 13th hole in the blue course, and that's uphill. Well, the ball was above my feet, and I took out a 6-iron. But again, the 6-iron tells you how far away I was. on my drive, I should be either hitting wedges or a 9-iron. Unless I'm in a trap, then I have to hit one club up. But I was hitting a 6-iron. That tells you how poorly I drove it. I was in the fairway, but didn't get it out there. See, that's been a big problem. And the ball is above my feet. And I hit it in the club, in the rock-hard turf. I hit down on it, and the club stuck. And I ended up spraining all the ligaments in my middle finger and my ring finger. So when it came to the Coaches versus Cancer tournament, all I could do was putt. I couldn't hit a club. So, and that probably affected me last year, too, in terms of playing, because it took a long time to come back. I remember doing a basketball game. This is like 6 months, 7 months afterward. And just, I went to, like, I think somebody handed me a microphone for something, probably to do the pregame show. And I went to grip it, and I had to use my left hand because my right hand was still, and that's my lead hand. I'm left-handed. It was still sore. That's how much I hurt it. This year, I feel great, and I'm hitting the ball like I did 4 years ago. Like high, I mean, I'm like no line drive stuff, high stuff. I mean, distance, knock on wood, been good. And it's so much more, Todd, it's so much more fun. I was not having fun last year or the year before. Hurt is not a good way to play. Trying to figure out what you're doing out there and trying to hit makeup shots. I'm talking about, like, you know, I need to hit a shot to get myself back into the hole, right? It's not fun. This year I'm not doing that. I'm hitting and I'm like going, okay, what do we got to hit here? Gap wedge, pitching wedge, 9-iron, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? And now it's way more fun. I'm having a blast.
If we're playing the Purdy, you better do leg day because you're going to be carrying me.
Nah. You know why we're out there? I'll say this. Why did I keep playing? I kept playing because, you know, I'm the kind of person that needs to have fun when he exercises. All right, I can't just go out there. I'm going to go for a run. And I'm sitting there the entire time going, okay, I got a mile and a half to go. I got 1.4 to go. I got 1.3 to go. That's what I'm thinking the entire time as I'm doing it. When I'm playing a sport, basketball, tennis, golf, whatever, and I'm out there trying to put up a score, I'm thinking about hit, things like that. I'm not thinking about all the walking. I'm not thinking about all the swings. I'm not thinking any of that. So that's how I need to exercise, and that's what I have fun. You and I will have fun, believe me.
Oh, I'll have fun. I just won't be very good.
Who cares?
I don't.
Good. See, that's better than me because it got to the point where 3 years in a row I was an 11 handicap, so I was caring about how much I was playing. I mean, I was caring about how well I was playing. You know what I mean? And, okay. And now I just go out and I just have fun. I just feel fortunate that I'm playing well enough. You know, I'm not out there shooting 500 par. I mean, admittedly, my best round this year is 78. Okay. Well, guess what? 78 equals the best round I've ever had. Beautiful. But yeah, that's the golf game. And it can be fun, believe me. Especially, you know, and that's one thing, like we always talk about in these group events. The entire time we talk about group events, we all say the same thing. Let's have fun. I have been in groups. I was in one group in particular. I should say it was one group in particular in all the years I've played charity golf. Travis Kelce got a 2-year extension. Oh, good. This Taylor Swift was about, the whole career was about to go downhill.
Yeah.
So that they played to win. And every single shot was like, okay, we got to do this. And Todd, it was miserable. It wasn't a fun way to play. And I've been in tournaments where, like, teams I've been on won, like, I don't know, like 17, 18 times. And all we did was laugh our way through the round and had fun. This is one day where, like, these guys wanted to, like, they had to win, and it was not, and they won. I mean, they won, we won, they won, and it wasn't fun.
It just sounds mind-numbing to try and win a charity tournament.
Yeah, I know. I got it. And these guys were all great players, by the way. You know, it's like one of those, like, hey, if I can sink a couple putts and help you, you know, I'll do the best I can. But they're all terrific players. But the whole point of this is to have fun. Now, I've got to go to, let's see, I've got a charity tournament. Let's see. Got the Big Ten announcers. We're doing that next month. That's 2 days. I've got one for Youth Service Bureau of Center County. I'm doing that. Purdy, I'm doing. Then Jack and I are doing one together. I've got a few of them coming up. It's fun. Hey, it's that time of the year. It's a great day to talk about it, too, because I hope people are getting out there and just enjoying it. Just keep the thing moving. Keep it moving.
I can't believe that I sat at a youth soccer game on Saturday, freezing in the rain, and now I'm dying in this studio sweating.
Well, but look, I mean, talk about luck of the draw. They had over 80,000 people at the Luke Combs concert at Beaver Stadium on Saturday night. Over 80,000. It was phenomenal. Unbelievable. Right? And you talk about luck of the draw. If it had been Friday was 67, but it was sunny, no wind. Right? It would have been great. If it was yesterday, same thing. Near 70 degrees, no wind, the whole thing. The one day was the one in between where it was about 50, 52 degrees, some rain. Still 80,000 people turned out, which is unbelievable. It's phenomenal. And everybody I talked to yesterday had a great time. They told me he puts on a great show.
Was it Dick from Milton that was going up? He sounded pretty excited for it last week. I had a couple friends go. I'm not a big country music guy, but they enjoyed themselves.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, everybody I didn't go, but everybody I've talked to told me they had a great, great time, and which I'm thrilled about. I think that's tremendous, and that's, I've told you a million times, it's all about having fun. Enjoy it. We get to go here once. We're supposed to be pacing back and forth our entire lives. Come on, you got to go out and have fun, enjoy it. Well, you go to a concert, have a great time. Want to go to a golf course, have a great time. You want to, you know, go to a game, have a great time. And on. Those are all, you know, to me, there's too many things in life to worry about. So just go, you know, anytime you have a chance to have a good time, go do it. Go do it. I'm big on that. And by the way, if you're going to go have a great time, maybe you want to go out on a night like tonight and barbecue, stop by Brewer's Outlet first. Pick up some beverages. All right? Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewer's Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, once to see you, and thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
I was asked whether the suit had signed the Paul Keel's Cheddar, but it was like one of those autograph collection deals, like Ben Hogan clubs or whatever. And I told Doug, I said, to be honest with you, Doug, I looked at it, didn't see an X on there. No.
Maybe it was a left-handed X and it didn't look like an X. It was a little squiggly.
Could be. UAB football players say their entire roster is signed up for athletes.org. That makes them the first Division I football team to publicly join the Players Association. They were introduced to the group by an unexpected source, their head coach Trent Dilfer. Gathered the team for a voluntary meeting in mid-April to encourage them to prepare for a future when college athletes might be able to negotiate for a larger share of their sports revenue. So the team has no plans to bargain with the school at this point, but their decision to join en masse is symbolic of a lot of momentum for players to organize.
Well, I know you agree with this, but I don't think there's any way we can get this under control without them organizing.
No.
They have to be at the table, too.
Right, they have to be. And look, the bottom line to me is, would a government solution be simple? Yes. But who knows what caveats they put on it and so forth. And as I pointed out before, and this is not their fault, I'm not asking them to do the Commerce Department budget. Because they're members of the Commerce Committee, and guess what? They're experts on the Commerce Department. But they are not experts on sports. So I don't want them touching it because it's not their area of expertise. Right? They're not good at it. I mean, all you have to do is listen to a committee when they're asking either athletes or commissioners questions, and it's cringeworthy. Like, oh, really? So because of that, I would be wary of them doing it because I don't think they would really be great at it. I'd rather have people who understand it better and hammer this out. And that's why I think this might be a step in, potentially, in the right direction. Doesn't mean there aren't pitfalls to this. You can go on strike, as I've mentioned. As I mentioned about Dartmouth, after winning seven games, they should be fired. 1070 WKO.